Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm John Ryan. I'm here with Janet Entine, who is co-hosting today. And now we have a real lively performance. Introducing our next guest is like bringing, Tony Bennett, back from tour. Because Charlie Berman, receiver of taxes for the town of North Hempstead, has been so busy with his grievance tour. Like Madonna has a tour, Charlie has his grievance tour. And it's been all over with, I think, 100 people is the smallest audience. I mean, it's tremendous. So welcome, Charlie. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning,
you have your Janet. Van outside with all your peeps. How you doing?
Good, very well. Yes, we're very busy this time of year. Coincides with property tax collection. So,
oh, that's true too. Right, right.
First half general property taxes are due by February 10th, which is next Tuesday.
Okay.
Without penalty. So, and as we get closer to the end, we get a greater proportion of the taxes paid. So,
do a lot of people actually walk in and pay them?
A lot of people walk in, and they also come to our collection sites, which we've been running all week. We send that information out with the property tax bills. It's also online. But we do, the last week of the collection, we do collect taxes at most of the parks in the town by schedule.
Okay.
So people like to walk in and pay there, too.
That's 311 again. For anybody who's listening and likes this idea, go to one of the parks or go into the receiver's office. Call 311 for the time schedule for the parks, which is important.
Right. Well, as far as the park collection, today is the last day, and we're collecting a camera park in Albertson, 12 o'clock, 12 to 2.
Okay.
But you can bring it into your office at any point.
Absolutely.
I know
you can bring it in at
that,
any point.
Right.
You have until Tuesday at 7 p.m. to pay without penalty.
Okay.
After that,
important point.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing that can be done about the penalties.
Really? Walking in the next day, it's okay.
Walking in the next morning, it's
2%. 2% of the total, not the,
2% penalty of the amount that's due.
For that, okay, yeah, for right. that quarter. Okay.
For that half.
Half rather than a quarter, yeah. For that half.
Correct. But, we've been busy also since January 2nd with the property tax grievance seminar.
There's a deadline with that, too, right?
That's right. The grievance period is between January 2nd and the first business day in March. This year, it's March 2nd, 2015. So, but it is, it's a quick window. February is a short month. And so we're very busy. We go.
Charlie, who should use that process?
Anybody who owns property in North Hempstead and pays taxes has the right to file a grievance every single year to the assessment that the county assigns to their property. For residential properties, the assessment's based on market value. To answer your question, everybody should file.
Right, absolutely. Now that's your grievance tour.
Right.
Explaining and helping people how to do it so they don't wind up paying.
Right. Well, we explain and help and show people how to do it if they want to do it themselves. Many people hire a representative or an attorney to file for them. But, should they want to file the initial filing themselves with the Assessment Review Commission, we show them how to do that. And there's also an appeals process down the line. So if somebody wanted to file themselves and got denied, later on, at the appeals process, they're allowed to hire a representative.
Oh, okay. Is this a, the percentage of people that do get a reduction every year, is it pretty consistent or?
Right. Well, it used to be that the percentage was very low. It used to be that the county would defend their values almost to the death.
Okay.
So as far as the ARC filings, the Assessment Review Commission filings, which is the initial grievance, it used to be 95-96% would get denied. Since 2010, the counties actually changed their approach to the whole thing, and they're very anxious to settle the grievances. And the percentage of grievances that get settled before these assessments become tax rolls the following year is in the 90s. So it's gone 180 degrees. So the bottom line is the county publishes a new assessment roll every year. You know, people do know that assessments have been frozen and not going up, but the assessment roll itself has not been frozen. It's a very fluid, volatile assessment roll because of all the grievances and all the reductions that take place from year to year. So the assessment roll from year to year is greatly different.
Okay.
And we now really have two classes of taxpayers, those who file these grievances every year and those who don't. You know, the count. We in North Hempstead were very interested in making sure that our residents know that to stay ahead of the curve, they really have to file one of these things every year, whether they do it themselves or if they hire somebody to do it for them.
Is this true? This is what I was told, and I don't know. I think it can't be true, but it's possible. You have 100 people in the town, and 90 file a grievance, and everybody gets a $2 deduction. The 10 people who didn't, the whole burden can't go on those 10 then.
Well, what happens is...
theirs goes up, of course, but...
Yeah, what happens is the burden shifts. So within a district, if everybody around you is filing one of these grievances and getting reduced,
right,
and you're staying the same, you automatically pick up a greater percentage of your pro rata share of the tax levy.
Oh, you definitely are.
So
okay.
That's why... you know, you're seeing tax bills increase at a great rate for those people who are not filing these grievances. So it is a big issue.
Okay. That's why I wasn't sure. And that's what I was told. And I said, it doesn't make sense because so many people are filing that those that aren't couldn't handle it. But it is a significant increase if you're not filing for
a
grievance.
What happens is the assessments are being reduced. You know, they're very, very aggressive about doing it. And that affects the rates. So rates are just a function of whatever the tax levy is for that district,
okay,
for that class of property, times a proportion that class of property pays of the total tax levy, divided by the taxable assessed value. That's the denominator in creating the rate. So if every year, if the assessments are going down, the rates are increasing. You know, when
okay.
you reduce the denominator, you increase the product. So the rates are going up, 7-8% a year on the average in school districts. Some districts not as much, but other districts at least that much or sometimes higher. And so if you're staying the same on the assessment roll, you're getting taxed with a higher rate. You know, from year to year, that's why the tax bills would go up.
Okay, I got it.
Where do you get the paperwork if you think that your taxes are unjust and you can't go to one of your seminars? Where do you begin?
Well, the Assessment Review Commission, which is the department of the of Nassau County where you actually file the grievance, has a website. You have to go to the county website, go to the Assessment Review Commission, and go to their website for ARROW. There is a way to actually file this online with ARROW or at the Assessment Review Commission website, a way to print out the grievance application. They could also come in or call our office because we have applications as well. And so does the Department of Assessment.
They have
applications. So either by calling the county Department of Assessment, the Assessment Review Commission, going online, or calling the town
okay.
and calling our office and asking for a grievance
calling application. Calling 311. But the important thing to remember is that this is a service that Charlie Berman, as the receiver of taxes, is providing because you're not setting the tax rates or anything.
Right.
We're just helping. In the town of North Hempstead, we're helping the people because you are a resident of Nassau.
Right. We're not setting the assessments, the assessment rolls. We're not accepting the grievance applications. We're not the judicial body that decides whether or not an assessment should remain the same or be reduced. And we're not setting the tax rates. We're simply, we're directly involved with the taxpayers, our residents, and we're really where the rubber meets the road. So, we have 73,000 parcels in North Hempstead. We have 65,000 residential properties. We deal with them all. So we are really the conduit to the residents and to the public. So we are providing this public service and trying to educate our residents.
Right. The biggest, the most important thing is the education because, over the years, most of the people I talk to have grieved their taxes, but it's you still come across people that said, "What? I haven't." And
no, I haven't. My husband and I haven't. So again, this is the second segment where I'm learning a great deal.
No, it's important then, and then it's a matter of if. And actually, in reference to that, we'll repeat it a couple of more times for the next couple of weeks. February 24th at Shelter Rock Library is Charlie's last. He's been on the road. But the last one coming up is February 24th, which is close to the deadline. Mm-hmm. But at that particular one, you have the papers and everything for people.
Everything, yes. Yeah, we're going to show everybody how to do it. And we usually get a pretty good crowd at Shelter Rock Library, so hopefully there won't be a weather issue that night. You know, we'll... but they're very accommodating. They have a very big room, great sound system, so... you know, we're there 2 hours.
Okay.
And we go over everything.
That's terrific. Beginning at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. to 8:45.
Okay.
And so, therefore, anybody listening, at that point in time, the paper will be given there. Actually, we're going to be taking a break in a minute. I want to know, actually, when we come back, what information they have to bring to the library.
That's
if they're going to be filling out
yes.
the form. Janet, no. remember that.
Yes, I will.
Right now, you're listening to Project Independence in You. On 88.1 FM WCWP. We'll be right back.